A leading youth advocate is concerned young people sent to boot camps will come out with the other end without crucial support. David Graham, chief executive of the Billy Graham Youth Foundation, says that could leave those young people to go back to the same pathway that led them to trouble. A trial of the young offender military academies is due to begin by the middle of the year, run at one of Oranga Tamariki's youth justice facilities. David Graham convened a hui with 40 other youth organisations late last year to discuss the National Party's then election policy, one many critics have stated will not work. They've since commissioned a literature review of research into boot camps or military-style residential youth programs that found they can reduce reoffending within the short term, but over the longer term, the impact is little to none. David, kia ora, welcome.
Morning, Catherine.
What do we know yet about what these youth offender military academies will do, what young people will experience there? How much information is available from the government?
We don't have a huge amount of information at the moment, and I suppose our whole purpose throughout this is that we know what has happened historically. We know that there's been a few shortfalls, and I don't think anybody denies that. We saw that when the National Party released this policy, they shifted from the title boot camps to military youth academies. So they've been very clear about the shift. The reason that we got involved from the beginning is that over the last 20 years, we've had a number of the young people who would be grouped into this category of young serious offenders. We've had them engaging in our organisation with the academies that we partner with. And so we wanted to make sure that the experience that we have as a frontline provider, the experience that is right across the community of frontline providers, is captured and sent through to decision makers.
So we don't know whether it's going to be all physical training and drills and discipline and make your bed, or how much might be educative and or motivational, that kind of stuff. We don't know the shape of it.
No, we don't.
All right. You've had the literature review done. Is that of New Zealand-based so-called boot camps, or is it of similar programs internationally?
Yeah, similar programs, domestic and international.
And what are the findings?
Well, what we know is that when we take a punitive, it really comes down to punitive or restorative. That's what the crux of this is. Are we going to focus on a punitive approach, which looks at let's remove these young people out of sight, out of mind, and let's hope that the more we kind of put pressure on them and provide consequences, that's going to be the agent of change. And what we know is that doesn't really work. What we have been advocating for, and what we deliver as an organisation, is that a restorative approach, one that brings young people together, that provides that long-term community, that's where the goal happens.
What is your specific concern? Because these 40 organisations already work with youth, many of whom will likely become the military camp youth. What are your concerns? Are you worried that in some ways it risks getting in the way of the relationships you build with these young people and the things you do with them, that they're at greater risk of falling through the cracks if this sort of comes in the middle?
Yeah, it's hard to say we just don't know what's going to happen right now. There's been so much quietness around it. Our number one concern, the reason that we got involved from the beginning, is that when we have a whole bunch of, we call them hard case young people, in our environment, when we bring them together into a common space, if the peer pressure that exists within that environment is negatively geared, it's very difficult to see where the positive push is going to come from. In our rooms, we have one young person that comes from a hard case background. Maybe that's a referral from police, youth justice, Oranga Tamariki. They engage into our environment, and we have a whole room of young people that are going in one direction, which is a socially positive direction. You bring that young person into the space, and all of a sudden they walk in, they've got a whole bunch of kids their age, shaking hands, smiling, looking after them, and it's pretty difficult for them to buck the system when they engage in that room.
They are very susceptible to their peers at that age.
We know that, okay. Absolutely.
So is the worry that if you don't have that environment in the military camp, if you have a negatively geared environment, whether it's visible or not to those running it, that you're not going to get the progress? In fact, they may come out on a different trajectory.
Yes, well, one of the real heroes of this piece of work since November last year has been Matua Lloyd-Jones. He wrote this brilliant 400 words, very condensed, titled The Science of Creating Change Within Young People. One of the key pieces he talks about is that people change people, not programs. So we can call this a boot camp, a military youth academy, whatever. At the end of the day, if we have got staff involved leading this program who have got expertise, they're passionate, and they actually genuinely care, they love these young people, then they're going to respond in a way that is going to be beneficial for these young people. You know, we see that young people with FASD, from fetal alcohol syndrome, when we start yelling and screaming and ordering them around, that doesn't have a positive outcome.
It's a very interesting point. We had the educator on earlier this week, Linda Knight, who is talking about dysregulated behaviour in schools, which you could call a PC term, or you could call an actual diagnostic of what's going on. It's not a kid being naughty. Mm. It's a kid who is just not, literally in that moment, not in a position to think clearly and logically. And what they've designed at their school to deal with that behaviour are ways for that kid to calm down, whatever the cause of that dysregulation. Mm-hmm. And what you're saying is this environment may work against the needs of some of these kids who actually need to calm their nervous system, get back into a logical space and think about what's going on.
Yes, that's exactly it. And I suppose it's horses for courses. You know, if we've got young people that need to, they need someone to sit there and listen to them. Often that's actually, if we've got someone that can build relationship, go slow and steady over a long period of time, we start to see some magic happening there. When we in the MAC programs that were run under a previous national government, we actually saw a number of the young people from that program really enjoyed it while they were in that environment. So they got through that program and they wanted to go and join the military, and they weren't able to for a few different reasons. The point being, they actually enjoyed what was going on there.
Look, final point. Whatever happens with these camps, and they're going ahead, right? The government policy, they're going ahead. Is your key concern that they don't come out the other side and the organisation they next get involved with is a gang? Is your key concern that there is a transition out of them into the sorts of organisations that you and those 40 others are doing? And if so, what would have to happen to make that happen? For them to come out of it and go into some kind of care somewhere?
If we've got the right people running these programs, then throughout the course of that military youth academy, we're likely to see some good outcomes because you've got experts that are delivering a good program to these young people. Where the issues arise is when we look to transition from that residential component back into the community. If we don't do that well, then regardless of what the experience of a young person is in a residential program, they then get dropped back in the community without the support. What we would like to see is that providers that young person is either engaged with previously or they're interested in, so say they want to be involved in, let's say, the sport of boxing or table tennis or whatever, those providers are engaging throughout the residential portion.
So your organisations are saying, for goodness sake, if you're going to do this, involve us.
Absolutely. Yeah, we know that the transition.
Have you had any kind of communication with government over this?
Yeah, so we've sent all this information through to government and they've received it. And so we're really waiting to see how this trial pans out. The transition, we can't stress this enough, the transition is where this has fallen apart previously, and we haven't had any comms on how much work has been done in that space, but that's where we're keeping an eye on.
Thank you. Keep in touch with us. David Graham, Chief Executive of the Billy Graham Youth Foundation, and was at a hui with 40 other groups working with these young people over their concerns of the policy being reintroduced. Now they just want it done well.